We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The biggest battle the United States faces after the COVID-19 epidemic is something called the cancel culture, which should be known by its real name, censorship. What this is all about is what Rupert Murdoch, head of the Fox Corporation, said was censorship that seeks to, quote, stop individuals and societies from realizing their potential, end of quote. He went on to say, quote, too many people have fought too hard in too many places for freedom of speech to be suppressed by this awful woke orthodoxy, end of quote. In the 1950s, there was a huge battle between anti-communist legislators and those people who had leanings toward the political left wing. One concern at that time was communists were working to help subvert and overthrow the U.S. government. Others had concerns that free speech and the freedom to associate with other people were being threatened. As it turns out, both sides were touching parts of the truth. In 1964, students at the University of California at Berkeley protested because they wanted the opportunity to counter military recruiters who were a visible presence on campus. It's not whether they were correct in their political positions, but just for the opportunity to have their voices heard. Now, Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy has proposed a new law that revises background checks that mirrors what many thought should be law back in the 1950s. Murphy's bill, the Security Clearance Improvement Act of 2021, would direct the U.S. Office of Personnel Management to ask applicants whether they have ever been a member of or associated with or knowingly engaged in activities conducted by an organization or movement that spreads conspiracy theories and false information about the U.S. government. Her proposed legislation would require the security clearance process to ask applicants whether they participated in the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol or a similar Stop the Steal event and their precise role in that event. Even if it does not constitute a criminal offense, attendance at an event designed to overturn the results of a presidential election and prevent the peaceful transfer of power would raise serious questions about an applicant's suitability for a security clearance. The point of this legislation is so the U.S. government would be in a better position to make the discretionary decision about whether the applicant is, quote, reliable, trustworthy, of good conduct and character, and loyal to the U.S., end of quote, and thus deserving of a security clearance. This legislation and the politically correct woke cancel culture is being used to weaponize Democrats' control of the political environment. And exactly how are they doing it? By claiming they have the true definition of objective truth. What they say is what it is. Vary from their definitions of reality, and you're an evil participant in any number of horrible labels: white supremacy, racism, fascism, domestic terrorism, and of course, Trumpism. The last of these, perhaps the worst of them all. America survived the ideological battle of the 50s and 60s. America overcame the horrors of slavery and injustices of Jim Crow. We overcame the claims that George W. Bush stole an election from Al Gore, and the only reason that those who opposed Barack Obama's effort to become president were racist. We survived the shrill calls for Donald Trump's impeachment from the moment he was elected. If those who seek the truth and desire to continue what it was our founding fathers truly believed in, we will overcome this latest anti-American attack on politically conservative thought. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.